Good morning, and thank you all for joining us for today's NASCAR teleconference previewing the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series race at Eldora Speedway. We're going to kick things off with John Hunter Nemechek, driver of the number 8 Fire Alarm Services Chevrolet for NIMCO Motorsports. So, John Hunter, I think it's safe to say your team has found speed in recent races. In fact, you took back-to-back victories after winning at Gateway Motorsports Park and Iowa Speedway. Can you tell us how your team is planning to continue this momentum at Eldora next Wednesday?
Yeah, our team has definitely been very fast. We've been building some great trucks coming to the racetrack the past few weeks. Eldora, it's kind of an oddball compared to most racetracks we go to, but we've had speed there in the past couple of years, so we're looking to go back with somewhat of the same setup. We just have to read the track when we get there, see kind of what the track is wanting us truck-wise, and just make sure that we stay out of trouble. As long as we run a smart race and we're able to finish all the laps, we'll be one of the contenders at the end.
Great. And we are also joined by Johnny Sauter, driver of the number 21 Allegiant Chevrolet for GMS Racing. Johnny, there's no doubt you're a proven star on the asphalt. You're the reigning NASCAR Camping World Truck Series champion and currently sit atop the point standings with 1 win and 5 stage wins so far this season. Can you tell us why your strategy changes when it comes to the dirt at Eldora?
So that's your point, Wayne. I'm not a standout on dirt.
Not at all.
Obviously Eldora is a little bit different situation that, especially a guy for me that's raced asphalt his whole life. I've been to a couple of dirt races throughout my lifetime, I guess, but I've always been, an asphalt guy. So I have fun at Eldora. I think it's a fun place. Obviously, a good atmosphere, a lot of great race fans there. But for me, it's just a place where, I just haven't figured it out quite yet. So I've had some decent runs there and for whatever reason got tore up, towards the middle stages of the race. So I guess my mindset going there is just to have fun, first and foremost. But I think if we do everything right, I think, and it's like John said, or John Hunter just said a second ago, that if we can just stay out of trouble, we'll be, hopefully in contention at the end of that thing. So it's kind of a survival state, but it's also a place where when you have a win early in the season and you had some good runs going, it's a place you can just kind of go and enjoy. And believe me, I'm a competitive guy. I'm a racer, and I want to go there, and I want to run well. I just don't exactly know how yet.
Well, when you figure it out, let me know, Johnny.
Yeah, I will.
Great. Thanks, guys. And now we will go to the media for questions.
Thank you. The floor is now open for questions. If you do have a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad at this time. Questions will be taken in the order they were received. If at any time your question has been answered, you can remove yourself from the queue by pressing 1. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question, please press *1. Okay, our first question comes from Holly Kane with NASCAR.com. Please state your question.
Thank you. My question, I guess, is pretty obvious following up on that, Johnny, but how do you guys prepare? Do you do anything specific to get ready for this race? Do you, it's not necessarily testing in the sense that we normally think, but how do you get ready for a race on a different surface like that?
Well, it's tough. Obviously with the no testing, policy, even for just to be able to go to any type of dirt track and just, be able to run around would be pretty awesome. But having said that, this week I'm actually the first time ever taking it upon myself to try to gear up a dirt car. It's a street stock. Obviously I live in Wisconsin, so there's a racetrack up there called Beaver Dam. It's a half mile. And I've been trying to get a hold of these guys to try to go over there on Sunday afternoon for 4 or 5 hours and just try to drive that thing. So I think whatever I get in that's on dirt is got to try to be somewhat the same as what a truck would be or what I perceive it would be. And that's something that's, heavy, 31, 3,300 pounds, whatever it is. I think those street stocks weigh that much. So, I don't think it would do me any good to try to jump in a dirt late model car. Jimmy Myers is a good buddy of mine, and I don't think that's the right avenue. So I can honestly say that this is my way of trying to get prepared a little bit on my own, if I can do anything. But, you know, you can watch the race. Last year I had the liberty of having, you know, Kyle Larson as a teammate, and you'd think that I could learn something from that, and I didn't take much away from that. So I think it's a feel thing, and like he told me, he goes, man, I've done this my whole life, and I raced 100 times a year, and he goes, it's just something you have to get a feel for. And if you only do it once a year, it's hard to grasp that concept.
John Hunter, what are your thoughts? I mean, obviously you can't test, but, I mean, how do you prepare?
Yeah, I wish we could go test the truck at a dirt track. When we first went to Eldora, we were able to do that and kind of get a feel. But like Johnny said, I think if you were to go run a dirt late model or something like that, it is really not going to help you just because of the weight difference. I mean, the trucks around Eldora, they're really heavy and they're kind of boggy. You don't really run wide open like you would an actual dirt car. So it's definitely a lot of difference. I definitely think that going to run a street stock, it could help Johnny. We're not really doing anything to compare cars to the trucks. We're not going to test anything. I definitely think that just being able to show up and drive and going back and watching last year's race and the previous year's race is definitely going to help us.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, our next question comes from Bob Pockris with ESPN. Please state your question.
Yeah, for John Hunter, since you guys are on kind of a tight budget, do you have like an old body or something that you can put on a chassis, or do you buy somebody's old truck just for this race, knowing that there's a good chance it's going to get pretty beat up?
The truck that we're taking to Eldora, Dad actually ran at Martinsville. It had quite a bit of cosmetic damage from earlier this year. So we took it, we repaired it, we patched it up where we needed to, added the extra bars that we run at Eldora in the right rear quarter panel, and that's what we're going to take. You definitely don't need to take the nicest piece you have to Eldora, because most likely afterwards the right side is going to be torn off of it from beating it off the fence. But hopefully not. Hopefully we can run a clean race and run up front and just make sure that we finish.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Casey Campbell with Here Our City Magazine. Please state your question.
John Hunter, you look at this. You look at Eldora. You don't have that much dirt experience. How do you prepare for a dirt race like this, and should other series try racing in the dirt?
I definitely think other series should try racing in the dirt just to get a feel of what we're going, what we're doing, how we're racing. I mean, it puts on one of the best shows each year, and for it to be kind of a standout race throughout the year, something different than our normal asphalt everyday routine. You see guys sliding around 3-4 wide, as long as they can manage to keep their trucks in one piece and not take out the whole field. I definitely think that going to Eldora, it's really hard to prepare and for a truck race there, just because the trucks are so much different than any dirt car. But I definitely think the dirt racers have a little bit of an advantage just due to racing on dirt, knowing what the track conditions are, what the dirt looks like, and what they need for setup-wise. And for asphalt racers, we don't really know what we need. Luckily, we have a couple guys on our team that have raced dirt in the past, so they're definitely going to be a huge help.
And Johnny, you look at racing in the dirt and stage racing. Of course, you of all people should know how to get stage points, since you pretty much have got all of them after last week in Kentucky. How do you think stages will affect racing on the dirt?
Well, I don't know. You know, obviously it's going to put a bigger emphasis on trying to be a little bit more aggressive. I feel like, you know, I feel like I say this every week, that I'm aggressive no matter what the situation is. But, you know, you might not be as apt to let a guy, you know, squeeze into a spot that you maybe normally wouldn't, you know. So, Eldora is going to be an aggressive race. There's no doubt about it. I guess for me personally, I look at it as this. Sitting at the top of the points right now, I look at Christopher Bell and say, okay, this is his backyard type of a race. So you know, if there's any place he's going to go and, you know, try to make up as much ground as he can and ultimately have a really good shot to win the race, it's going to be Eldora. So I've got that in the back of my mind for sure. But I, you know, I've ran decent at Eldora. I mean, I just, you know, haven't been spectacular. So having said that, I feel like I'm putting more effort into it this year than ever before. And, you know, it is only one race on the schedule, but it's still a race nonetheless. And you want to put your best foot forward every week. So, you know, stage points are important. I think they're going to be very important coming down the stretch. So, you know, it's, I just got to go in there and do the best that I can without putting myself in hazard's way and making sure we finish that race.
Thanks, guys.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad at this time. Matt, are you on the line?
Yes. Sorry,
go ahead.
I know you guys were on. Yeah, this is Matt Weaver with Auto Week. I apologize if this question was already asked, but with Eldora being the only dirt race on the schedule, is there room for one more, or do we need to keep this deal sacred?
I mean, is that asking me? I think you better keep it sacred. I'm good with one.
I'm there with Johnny. I'd like to keep it sacred. Just keep it there with one, and keep to the asphalt stuff. I like that a little bit better.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, our next question comes from Chris Knight. Please state your question.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for your time this morning. Johnny, I was just curious if you guys felt like that you were a better team so far in 2017 than you were in 2016. Knowing that you've led the double amount of laps that you've had already this season?
Oh, I think there's no question about, you know, our performance. It was a bummer the other night at Kentucky. We lost a cylinder there with 14, 15 to go, or that would have been another top three finish. So, and as it was, we still finished ninth on seven cylinders. So, you know, I feel like we're definitely hitting on all eight. We're doing everything, you know, depending on who you talk to, pretty smart. you know, I definitely think that we need to win some more races for sure before things get going, and we're coming to a lot of great racetracks coming up. So, yeah, I mean, I feel great about where we're at. And the key deal is I don't feel any complacency. I feel like we're still digging and trying to make our stuff better. And so, yeah, I feel like we're a long shot better than where we were a year ago this time.
Thanks. And John Hunter, how's the sponsorship front going? Did you guys pick up any more sponsorship for any more of the upcoming races this summer?
We still have to sell six races for the end of the year, mostly here in August and September. Definitely have to sell some more races to continue, but it's been good. Fire Alarm Services came on board for a few more races, so I can't thank them enough for believing in me, but the sponsorship hunt still continues. It seems like it's a never-ending battle, so hopefully we can find some more great partners to finish out the year and have a shot at that championship.
Thank you.
Okay, and our final question comes from Godwin Kelly with Daytona Beach News Journal. Go ahead and state your question.
All right. My question is, a lot of NASCAR fans are used to the asphalt experience. Can you, both drivers, can you talk about the experience that you have and how different it is at Eldora?
Well, I think Eldora, being able to race on dirt for one time a year, you get a lot of fans, and you get a crossover between asphalt fans and dirt fans. And I mean, everyone that I see fan-wise, I tell them to come out and watch the race live in person for sure. It's definitely something to watch. It's something that puts on a great show. It's 3-4 wide racing. You see guys banging off the fence. You see guys running into each other. Who doesn't like contact?
Me. So
you love it, Johnny. Don't lie.
Yeah. No, I think it's just you know, obviously for the fans, they get to see. I think last year it was modifieds or late models. I know that's been vice versa or whatever in years past. But those guys are flying around the racetrack and running all over the racetrack, and then the trucks get out there. And I feel like we're just fast enough to where we, you know, they see us racing, like Don said, you know, 3-4 wide. And, you know, it's a little bit different deal than what they've just seen before that. Where with the late model cars, it seems like the guy that gets out front there is you know, flying. So, having said that, you know, the beating and banging element is definitely there. I think you see the racetrack go through a little bit of transition period. I know from my perspective, it's amazing how the racetrack changes from when we unload to where we end the night. I mean, it looks like ice with the light shining off of it from the driver's seat at the end of the night. So, you know, the hardcore dirt fan understands a lot of what we're going through. And I think that's part of the alluring factor that brings them to the racetrack is, you know, racing 3,400 pound race cars or race trucks on dirt and the racetrack going through the transitions it does. I think that appeals to a lot of people.
But Johnny, isn't it like the atmosphere, isn't it sort of amazing? I mean, cause that little track's just packed with people. I mean, they don't have enough seats for everybody.
Yeah, no, for sure. You know, I'm a short track guy, I feel like, so, and I can remember growing up as a kid, a lot of the racetracks that I would go to, I mean, the places would be packed, and this had that same type of atmosphere feeling to it. So, and I always feel like it's good to have a late model division or a modified division with our races, because it brings the hardcore, you know, fan to the racetrack. So, yeah, for sure. I feel like I'm short track racing, you know, back, you know, 20 years ago with all the people that are there. I mean, the places, you know, when we go to the driver's meeting and they roll out the ropes and tie everybody back, I mean, the place is swarming with people. So, signing autographs and all that kind of stuff for people before we go to the driver's meeting, it's a pretty cool experience.
All right, and then just one last one. Is this an oddball event for the truck series, or is this kind of turning into a major at this point?
Go ahead, John.
I don't want to say it's an oddball, but it definitely is a one-off race each year. The biggest thing for running for points and running for a championship is just being able to finish, not getting yourself in trouble. I mean, you have to be consistent throughout the whole race, and just being able to get a good finish and take home your truck in one piece would be a good day at the dirt track, that's for sure. I definitely think if you talk to the normal dirt guys, they love it. They want it to be something big, but from a fan perspective, it's definitely not an oddball for the truck series, just due to the atmosphere. It puts on a great show, and it's a huge event in their eyes, but for us racers, I definitely think it's kind of a one-off deal.
And that was the final question. I'd now like to turn it back over to Hannah.
Johnny, John Hunter, thank you again for joining us today, and good luck next week at Eldora.